From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants launched two chemical attacks near the northern city of Kirkuk, killing 3-year-old girl, wounding 600 people, causing hundreds more to flee. This latest attack took place in the small town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned today, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. Actually, those talks planned for tomorrow. Meanwhile, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive for the talks. The spokesman for Angola's main opposition party, the National Union for Total Independence of Angola, says a majority of Angolans are skeptical about President Eduardo dos Santos's pronouncement that he will not seek re-election after his term expires in 2017. He has been in power for the last 37 years and has given no explanation behind his decision to quit national politics. The UNITA party spokesman says it appears the announcement is a calculated attempt to divert the public's attention from what he says has been a dismal performance of the economy and a government that's not been able to meet the aspirations of the Angolans. This is VOA News.